All right. I'd like to call the executive committee meeting to order Tuesday, November 22nd. We have Councilman Sheldon, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Bell, Councilman Street, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Diller, Councilman Retta, Councilman Powers, and my aide Grant Firestone. First item up is the approval of the minutes.
Motion approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes are approved. Moving on to interviews. First up, we have Lauren Wolfgang for Rental Housing Advisory Committee. Ms. Wolfgang, please join us at the table. I believe we have circulated your resume. Thank you for joining us here today. Please tell us a little about why you are interested in joining this forum.
Well, I'm an active member of the Delaware Apartment Association. I'm the legislative chair, and the people that are currently on the board in association with the Delaware Apartment Association, one of them is kind of retiring, and one of them no longer is the general counsel for the Delaware Apartment Association. So they asked that I step in.
Fantastic. And we've just been circulated a letter as well from the Delaware Apartment Association, letting us know that you're a member in good standing. So, all right. Well, again, we appreciate the willingness to serve in this position. Any member of council have questions or comments for Ms. Wolfgang?
Yeah.
Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of comments. I am the sponsoring council member for the resolution. It is for the Rental Housing Task Force Committee. I just met Ms. Wolfgang today, but she is an appointment of the executive side with our consent. And I was found her resume to be very interesting. We do, in fact, have a lot of very qualified people coming forth to serve in these various capacities. In particular, I noticed that she was on the dean's list for several years at University of Michigan as an undergrad. But more interesting to me, and perhaps to you, is that at Temple University, she did political and civil rights law. And I know that's something that is dear to your heart. And I'm not an attorney, but I know a little bit about those amendments because it impacted people that came along who looked like me years ago. But 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, I was just quizzing her on that. But I'm pleased to have her on board. And when she first came in and I made the introduction, I reminded her that you had to be 21 years old to serve. And she immediately gave me her ID. So with that, I think she's qualified to serve. And I appreciate her coming on board.
Fantastic. Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Yes, that kind of popped out at me as well. I remember you're lecturing to the political science class in civil rights law. And I thought that would pop right out at you. No, Ms. Wolfgang, thank you. We do appreciate your willingness to serve, your legal training as well. Councilman Retta, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, thank you. Ms. Wolfgang, are you going back to Lorenzo Di Medica any time for brushing up?
I wish.
Let me know. Let me know.
I knew the Italian would come out.
I said he's going to talk.
I'm ready.
That's great. I encourage anyone in college who can get away. It was one of the best experiences to be able to do that. So.
Good food, too.
I'd also like to recognize Councilman Weiner, who has also joined us. And while we're asking very important questions, did you do a survey of the rental housing market when you were in Italy at the time? Or is that a reason for a return trip then?
No, I wish.
Well, again, thank you for your willingness to serve, for your stepping up to replace a member. Oh, Councilman, please.
Smiley.
Councilman Smiley.
Yeah.
Councilman
now,
Smiley, please.
No, I appreciate you stepping up to serve. I had a brief conversation with Mr. Wolfgang before Councilman Weiner took her on the path of college history, and I lost her there. But I'm sure she enjoyed his conversation much more than mine. Just so you know, she has a tough job on top of this. She works and she's associated with the Hampton Walk Apartments, which originally were the Manor Park Apartments, which though the previous owner that took over started a turnaround that was going very well, it remains a tough area to work.
Yeah, we think though the prostitution and drugs are gone.
Yeah, thus the drop in my income.
But yeah.
It is what it is.
But we do continue to constantly work with the Newcastle County Police. And I think part of the problem was the previous management company was located in Georgia and didn't have a strong local presence.
I mean, they came in very good. They had a good agenda. They towed close to 100 cars out of the parking lots. And, you know, they thought they had a real good idea with you weren't allowed to park in the parking lot unless you were registered and you had Delaware tags. But all that did was fill the streets with Pennsylvania vehicles registered. But, they did try. They weren't there. But, yeah, being far away, as you change, it all when you're that far away, it depends on the mindset of the manager. And sometimes that can get worn down, and I understand that. One thing you may want to look at is one thing they did do is they used to communicate with the community and have a representative at least a few times a year attend their community meeting back from Manor Park League of Estates, and that was mentioned a month or so ago, so that may be something you want
attend. Which
Manor Park League of Estates, the Civic Association,
okay,
that's the communities right there associated.
Right.
So if you want contact information for those, if you don't have it, just get in touch with me or my office. We'll be happy to provide that. But appreciate you stepping up, and as I always say, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Right.
So. Tough job, and thank you.
Councilman Cardiac.
Yes, obviously a very qualified candidate, and welcome your service to our rental advisory committee. I have a question about the association itself. I don't know if you could answer it, but I mean, I assume the apartment association mostly is the large complex owners that are in the county, right?
I don't have a statistical breakdown. Definitely the larger management companies are members, but we do have some smaller landlords as well.
You do. So there's nothing ruling out those folks joining your association. Just have to be a rental property owner.
Thank you, Councilman Gardy. Any Councilman Hollins?
Yeah, I have to make a public correction. I've been told by my aide as well as by the administration that this is a council appointment. I said it was an administration appointment, so I'm not going to go further this room if I don't correct that publicly. So this is a council appointment.
Well, now I changed my mind.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that correction. I think. We'll still have the same vote on the app.
I hope so.
Any other questions, Councilman Weiner?
Yes, Ms. Wolfgang, I'm pleased to have spoken with you for a few minutes. I'm proud of the school of law that you went to. We share alma maters, and I know you're going to be a positive addition to our workforce.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. And despite that disclosure, I'm still sure that the vote was the Bruce H. Manning thing.
I'm not.
I'm not.
Would you like to change your resume?
Any other member of council wishing to make a comment or have a question for Ms. Wolfgang? Seeing none, any member of the public wishing to make comment on the application to the Rental Housing Advisory Committee? Seeing none, I want to thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Thank you for your time here, and thank you for making yourself available for questions.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ms. Conger, yeah. All right. We were notified in advance that Mr. Griffiths would be here but running late, so I would like to move on to other and resume the interview scheduled for Mr. Griffiths when he arrives. I guess it's formal. I will make a formal motion to move on to
second.
Other go out of order. It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Moving on to other. Policy Director Boyle. Please state your name for the record.
Boyle, Policy Director. Just a couple minor things. Number one, all the audio from all our meetings is now posted on the web. So any constituent who wants to hear any of the meetings, every meeting that we hold is on the web.
There goes my re-election.
Number two, one thing I ask is the microphones are very sensitive. Okay, so if there's any other conversation going on beyond, it can be heard. Also, what we ask is the aides that they start right when the beginning, when the meeting starts and turned off when it ends. Because sometimes we have no editing equipment. We can edit the ones for the one downstairs. We cannot edit the tapes coming in from this committee room. So as a result, with no equipment, sometimes there's a little lag time afterwards. So we need to cut that off.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. Jim, which council meeting is the start of our council meetings downstairs being audio streamed?
I'd have to come back to you on that. That one is the committee rooms are brand new. The one go downstairs probably goes back 5-6 months.
I'm getting very confused.
Yeah, I think the clarification was that we were making available on the web immediately at, or within 24 hours the recordings of the council meetings themselves. We weren't making the committee meetings available because of the old recording equipment. Now there is new recording equipment. So I think we're following the same procedure.
If I may, the equipment downstairs in the chamber is newer equipment that we acquired about 5 or 6 months ago with in conjunction with the city of Wilmington. Where we partnered.
That's not my
He's
question.
Live
you just want to know live streaming, right?
You
when we're going to start live streaming.
Yeah. Yes. Right now, if you go onto our county website, there's a, not live, but you know, it's later posted to our committee meetings, and you can go and click on the link. From what I understand you're saying, it's going to be the same deal with county council. It'll be afterwards. A link will be placed on there.
It'll be placed for months.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. How long have we been audio streaming the council meetings downstairs? I don't think we have been because you're.
We have.
We're posting it. Posting them, but 24 hours, not live.
We're not live streaming.
No, and that's fine.
Yeah. What you're asking is how long have we been posting?
Six months.
5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was unaware. So, bottom line is, both the committee meetings upstairs and the council meeting downstairs for 5 or 6 months collectively have all been available audio.
No.
The one this just downstairs is 5 or 6 months. The one, the committee meeting is just about a month.
About a month.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
And the cause was we didn't have sufficient, people ask about that, we didn't have sufficient audio recording equipment up here until the recent upgrade. After the upgrade, quality was good enough to be able to post. So we got that.
We got his pink slip.
No, we can get that.
Free
what do you have to do to get
free
that?
No, that was mine.
Thank you. Any other comment
one
on
the thing is, and I've sent an email out to all council members, tentatively December 13th is a different photo. Okay. And I would ask that no one, if a council member is not be able to attend on the 13th meeting, I need to know to change it.
George's body.
Can you see Photoshop? The group photo
your head,
will
my
be
body.
scheduled for the 13th.
Or something cute, would you?
The photographer. And it'll be down in the TV studio.
I have to cue this little too.
You go with that,
George.
Okay, question.
By the team stops.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Councilman Weiner.
What time on December 13th?
I will get another email out. And usually our executive committee is right around that time, and I'm going to work with Council President Kovac and his aide in order to schedule within that executive committee. We're probably talking 5:30, 6 o'clock as the normal.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments on that subject matter? Does anybody have any thoughts on the timing of the photograph?
I just have to get my hair colored.
Early before dinner.
Instead of
executive committee, 4:30-ish?
Yes. I would suggest that it will be part of the, yes. If we have to have an executive committee, it'll be before the executive committee meeting, and then we'll have the executive committee right afterwards.
So we can boycott it.
Yeah.
Okay. So next, the Tuesday, the 13th, will be the picture.
4:30 p.m.
Executive committee meeting, 4:30 p.m., executive committee immediately following if needed, that which will be posted if needed. Councilman Tackett.
On another item for the policy director, does he by any chance have any updates for us on the offices at the Gilliam building?
We got keys yesterday. I gave them to the clerk of the council. Each, we got 13 keys to distribute to 13 council members. We have the first office that we had in the past. They've rekeyed it. It's ours.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. I'm just asking because it was there. But we used to have the two offices, but the one never had a computer in. If you need to just, like Darden, have a quick meeting or something, you could. Is that one somebody else's now? Not that it matters, just FYI.
In years past, during a couple of years ago, recent and during budget cuts, we asked to take out all the phones, all the computers out of the other. We had three offices, I believe.
I think the row offices had some real.
No, we had three.
One row office had one. I think it was the register of wills. And then the recorder of deeds asked for an office somewhere along the line. Somewhere along the line, we depleted it down to one office. And all the equipment in there that we were paying cross charges on was returned. So we've been down to one office probably for about 2-3 years.
Any other questions, Councilman?
I just wanted to say I was over there and they put a note up not to lock the door for the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Because what happened was they did change the lock because a small business organization was using it for the loans. And then when they left and they closed the door, nobody had a key to unlock it. They couldn't find the key.
Jeez.
So they had to end up getting it rekeyed. They could never, because I was over there talking to the service guys when they came and opened it. So they put a note just to leave it unlocked because I had been using it. But yeah, that's why I was locked up. Nobody could find a key to unlock it.
I found it amusing that nobody in special services knew that was our office.
Yeah, I can tell you some of them did because they logged into that computer.
Well, when Jim asked them, none of them knew it. That's why they took it for the loans. They thought it was an extra office saving.
But anyway, it's right now.
Any other questions, comments on that issue? Seeing none, any other issue under other? I understand, given the pink slip, that I'm sure using hands-free, our applicant called and let us know that he was stuck in an accident at the mall. About 20 minutes out.
He said he was moving.
We have his resume in the package. I don't know if everybody had a chance to review Mr. Griffith's resume. I know he's sponsored by Councilman Powers, who's been waiting a while to get him through this process. And Councilman Bell as well, a joint opponent. Clearly, the applicant has a long resume of applicable experience. Councilman Powers or Councilman Bell, did you want to speak to the applicant?
Sure. This is...
I'm sorry. Let's move to go back to order to restart
second.
The interview session. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, resuming our interview schedule, we're speaking about Richard Griffiths for the Board of Assessment.
Yes, this is an appointment that needs to come out of the 6th-12th district. Rich really lives in the 12th, but we both nominated him, trying to make sure we fill these positions. And he's coming in if anyone wants to talk to him.
I'll just say my grandson would never speak to me again if I didn't support anyone associated with Burger King. So,
any other member of council have any questions? Councilman Bell?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Just for the record, Rich Griffith's a very good family man, participates in community activities, various athletic leagues with his own kids and everything. I think you'll find he'll be a real asset to the assessment.
Thank you. Is there any member of the public that would have any desire to have a public comment concerning the appointment of Mr. Griffiths?
I mean, if anyone,
Councilman Cartier,
I just want to make another comment. beyond what your question is.
Okay. Any other further comments about the applicant, Mr. Griffiths, who has been, we've reviewed his resume and heard from both councilmen sponsoring his application?
I suggest you just wait 15 more minutes and then have Councilman Powers calling back and tell him he doesn't need to come.
I mean, if anyone wants to talk to him, I can have him come in. I can have Ruby try to get up for me.
I just want to know what he got.
Did you tell him to turn around?
No, we haven't yet.
That's all.
He's coming?
Yeah, he, I mean, I've only called him back.
Doesn't even have any action. Yeah. That's all to get to.
No, I just want to wait 15 minutes closer.
Sure,
then
I know. It's
all I'm telling
Any other council member have any questions for the applicant for the public comment?
Should we tell him to turn around?
Yeah,
I'm
telling him to turn around.
Yeah, he's got a park, he's got a
pay-for.
Right.
Can you call him and just ask him?
To
tell him to go back.
Thank you.
Is my motion
going to
be voted on?
No,
it's
not. We're getting rid of him.
So
he doesn't get it.
So for the record, there's no council member that has any further questions desire any further questions.
But
for
if
Mr.
he
Griffiths.
Did cause the action, he should not be told to turn around and leave.
Good point.
Thank you, Councilman. All right. Thank you. So we are concluding the interviews, moving on to public comment. Any member of the public have any questions or comments? Councilman Tarnas.
Yes. While we're looking at boards and commissions, I just want to reiterate my continuing concern that I voiced, and I'll continue to reiterate it from, the chairman of the Board of Adjustment communicating with me that, they need new members for the Board of Adjustment. And I understand that it's probably an administrative appointment, and but everybody, as far as I'm concerned, in this government should be looking for good candidates for boards and commissions. So I just want to reiterate that concern.
Please state your name for the record.
Kristen Dwyer, Executive Office. We have an applicant to fill in for Mr. Harmon. He will be coming in after the Thanksgiving holiday interview with the county executive.
Okay, good.
We'll send him on over to you once that's over there.
Thank you, Ms. Dwyer. Appreciate that. Any other comments, members of the public wishing to comment? Any other questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, moving on to item six.
Okay, honey, I apologize for that.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.
2 hours.
I gotta go to
Evelyn. Wow, this is good.
He'll be.